started. Liquor Talk. For the last time in 2023, it starts right now. Welcome one. Welcome everybody to another edition of Liquor Talk. For the last time in 2023, I'm your man Victor. And joining me today, she is the host of the Not That Problematic podcast, the mommy to be. Bristol's in the house once again. How you doing today, Bristol?
I'm doing good on this evening. You know, just taking my baby, as you stated, mommy to be again. But I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to have a conversation.
Yes, I do appreciate you not letting the pregnancy stop you from showing up in person. Because I've dealt with some other podcasters. They could be expecting, but they'll make up 50 million excuses to not show up for the podcast. But cheers, got love for y'all anyway. You know, I know she expecting.
It's Liquor Talk, but you know,
she's expecting, so that's why we're being good with her. You know what I'm saying? I would have grabbed up some tequila because I kept seeing the tequila TikToks, and I remember the last time we recorded, she said her favorite thing to drink is that tequila.
Not only is it the favorite, it's the only thing I drink outside of wine is tequila. If the drink is made with vodka, if the drink is made with rum. Don't want it. Put tequila in it, and then that's my type of character.
And you know what's funny is I saw a tequila and Hennessy combination. I said, "Oh shit, that looked good." Yeah,
can we talk about it? Can we just be real about
everybody says Hennessy is gross.
It's gross.
I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know what it is, but Hennessy is gross. But hey. It gets the job done.
It's gross. But you know one thing about the Black community, we are a very just loyal. We are loyal to the soil. So if Hennessy is your drink, like, you're going to drink Hennessy. There are better, because Hennessy is a cognac.
Yeah.
There are better cognacs out there. But no, niggas want Hennessy. The niggas is going to drink Hennessy.
Yeah, I mean, people were on Douce for a while, but I guess Jay-Z sold the stock in it, so I guess people stopped fucking with Douce.
I've never had Douce. I'm not a brown liquor girl. Like, that's not my, I don't even do, like, Reposado or anything, like, to my, like, even when it comes to tequila, like Blanco or, like, Cristalino or different types of, you know, like, clear tequila. I'm not a dark liquor.
Gotcha. Because there's Martell. There's, I think Ciroc had a brandy, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of other ones that we could try, you know.
In my 20s, I put so much money in Diddy's pockets with Ciroc.
Shit, I did too. Like,
in my army days, we didn't drink anything but Ciroc. Like, that was like, shout out to Victoria, my best friend. Like, we drank Ciroc. Like, Ciroc. That was it. Ciroc.
Shout out to all the people I remember from FAMU, because whenever there was a new Ciroc out, man, one of us got the damn bottle. Whenever a new Ciroc came out, we were all on that shit. It was like, whether it was the Ciroc Amarado, the Peach. I swear, when Peach Ciroc dropped, everybody was on the damn Peach Ciroc.
Nowhere. Peach Ciroc and goddamn pineapple and green apple. That was the top three. Like, now at FAM, I didn't really have Ciroc. Like, I didn't have Ciroc money when I was at FAM. So that we was very much 151, very much Bacardi Clear, very much giving Southern Comfort, very much like bottom shelf E&J.
Yeah, I remember E&J. I remember the E&J, especially
Everclear. Oh my god!
Damn, the Everclear, them be the juice parties there.
Yeah,
them definitely be them damn juice parties. I remember me and my dog Ant. He and you remember Ant, Mr. Ant 954, shouting him.
Shout out to Ant. Hey Ant.
Yes. That me and my dog, we be on E&J. We want everything, man. It's just, but now in the advanced stages, we barely on anything. Like, I'm literally on wine tonight, you know what I'm saying? So
give me a nice cute little glass of Stella Rosa and let me go on about my business. I really, like, honestly too, like, yeah, you can't drink like that. Not down to the other side of 30. Once you get on the other side of 30, it's just like
It's a every blue mooners thing. And plus, when you're on the other side of 30, you're like, I just want to sip, you know what I'm saying? I don't even want to get stupid fucked up anymore, you know?
Because, like, that headache, like, that hangover shit is not. And that's why I like tequila. Because, mm-hmm. like, the hangover is, like, mm-hmm. for me, is yeah. non-existent the next, you know, the next day.
Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely have to agree. Tequila, it ain't as powerful as the other liquors. If we're on it heavy, you're going to be feeling that shit in the morning, you know.
Yeah. And you can't do nothing. Like, your whole next day is, like, it's ruined. That's what I hear about, like, the hard drugs, too. Shout out to the girls that are on the hard drugs. That do, like, you know, the nose candy. Mm-hmm. Maybe on the, you know. The girls yeah. are out here.
Yeah, I see. Hot. I'm like, damn.
The girls are on drugs.
Damn, no more. Drugs.
Adderall.
I think all these young kids that they on Adderall, they on the coke, they on the molly. I'm like, y'all fucking up y'all bodies for what?
The girls that are our age, that are
damn,
drugs. So, you know,
damn, ladies,
shout out to y'all. And when I say girls, I mean everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's like girls, niggas, is all genders, mm-hmm. all everybody can be the girls, everybody can be the niggas,
mm-hmm.
and they be on drugs.
Damn, I mean, I know some people that be on booger the weed, but people be killing that booger sugar
in the bathroom.
Damn, that's crazy. And I thought this was just a Miami thing, but yeah, I see it's a whole all of Florida. I'm like, God damn.
Shout out to the girls that live in Houston. Shout out to the girls in Atlanta. The girls are on drugs. And I just want to say, be safe. Because they are lacing the drugs with fentanyl.
Oof.
I'm done.
Lacing the drugs. Yes, let's have fun.
Let's talk about what we're going to talk about.
yes. Y'all drug addicts, don't become drug addicts, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see y'all drugged out in 2024. Please don't. But 2023, it has been a year. It feels like so much shit has gone down this year, but it's only been 12 months. Like, you'll hear some shit and you're thinking, damn, that happened this year?
Yeah, like, no, for real. Like, this year has gone by, like, really fast, but it's been so much that happened this year. Like you said, like, you can think about, like, a lot of stuff has happened this year. Like, a lot.
It's just a lot. Just too much has happened. Like, what's the biggest thing? Who had the biggest win this year? Like,
the biggest win?
Yeah.
The biggest win this year? Oh, my gosh. I would say Beyonce.
Hell yeah, Beyonce. Y'all did this. Y'all definitely did this for Beyonce because y'all showed up at her shows, right? And then y'all showed up at the movie theaters to watch y'all on the shows. I'm like, that's smart marketing right there. But y'all, I'm looking at y'all like y'all crazy because.
Why are you looking at us like that?
Because that's a lot of money to be wasting on spending to go. I know Beyonce is an experience. I know. But goddamn, like, I understand if you couldn't do one or the other, but them tickets be high.
It was worth it because Beyonce, my girl is on the other side of 40.
Yeah.
Sis don't have too many more 50 city world tours left on the other side of 40. So mm-hmm. I don't know when she's stepping out the house again. So I'm very glad that I was able to experience mm-hmm. like both of her, you know, the movie and the concert.
I'm glad you were able to go, and I'm glad you were able to enjoy yourself. I hope your finances were in order, because I saw stories of girls choosing to go to the Beyonce concert instead of paying their rent or paying their bills or something like that.
I mean, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
True.
So, if you... Beyonce has never been a person to announce what she's doing. She has been a person to just do the things. As she stated, and I quote, change the game with the digital drop. Now everybody does the digital drop. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so it's like, you know, you keep you a cute little, you know, a cute little tuck to the side. Then mm-hmm. you don't got to worry about when the tickets go on sale. You don't got to, you can find your transportation to get there, mm-hmm. your lodging, your tickets, you can sit. And you can either, you know, you can be one of the girls that sits all the way up in the nosebleed seats, and those that's fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be with the girls on the floor, and that's mm-hmm. what, you know, whatever your pockets can afford. Now, I'm not saying don't go pay your bills and be fiscally responsible to see Beyonce, but you know, if you can get a little a little, what's the notice called where they let you pay a little late? The deferment or the three-day notice or something like that.
Yeah,
you can get a little something to get them tickets so you get paid next week.
Now, that, like I said, that I understand. If you're communicating with and you have a fair landlord, I understand. But you got some people out here getting evicted. I'm like, how far behind were you on your rent?
Yeah, I don't think one Beyonce ticket could have put you behind 3 months.
It depends on where you're sitting at, because I saw when they first dropped, I saw tickets were like going for like $600 and $700. But I think after a while, I think when they start adding more shows in and stuff, I think it lowered the price came down. But
yeah, the resellers actually are the problem when it comes to Beyonce tickets, because you can get a really decent seat. You can get on the floor for $500.
Yeah.
You can get in one of the front rows of the floor for $600, $700, $800, which expense is relative. So if you can afford a $700 ticket, you can get on the stage for $3,500. So if you have it, then that's what you want to do. But people like resellers, like for my ticket, when we were on Ticketmaster, me and my homeboy, we saw our tickets, and then for the row behind us, the resellers were charging three times more than what our tickets cost at Ticketmaster value. And so that's really what gives the stigma about Beyonce's tickets being ridiculously expensive, because nobody ever talks about how Taylor Swift's tickets cost. If you're getting in the nosebleeds for $400 at a Taylor Swift concert, you might as well not even go. You sit in the parking lot.
Wait, what?
Taylor Swift tickets are expensive. Like, them shits were like,
damn, Taylor out here charging.
The Swifties they don't play that.
The Swifties out here, wow. I never knew that, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Like, the Swifties out here paying more than Beyonce.
Yeah, 100%. Them white girls love they love some Taylor Swift.
I know they love some Taylor Swift.
The white girls go up. And her demographic, Taylor Swift's demographic, she still appeals to the kids. Beyonce, it's the aunties that, like me, that's going to see Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Beyonce has some young girls, some young jitterbugs, but not a lot. But I think
I don't think the young people are going to see Beyonce. Like, if your mama say, come on, let's go see Beyonce, then you go see Beyonce. But like, little girls be begging, like, mom, I have to go to this Taylor Swift concert. Like, little Swift. Like, yeah, the demographic is very, she charges. She made some money. She might have had the biggest win this year. Between Taylor Swift, Beyonce, probably Usher.
Yeah, Usher, yes. Man, I saw a lot of insecure ass men getting exposed when them people were going. Yes, and it's like, it's like a little balance. Like, if you know that your girls come home no matter what, you won't care.
The Keke Palmer and that was this year.
Yeah, that's why I said it was a lot of shit that went on. Yeah,
that was this year.
And it happened right after the Usher concert, and I think Usher and Keke put out a song together. I'm like,
no, she was in his music video. She ended up being in his music video, which is very cute. That was this year. Yeah, that was crazy. Darius, and then we found out that, you know, there was a whole DB situation going on for them and their baby. So
damn. Well, like I said, I hope y'all worked it out, you know what I'm saying? Because
she got a restraining order against her.
Still, damn. Yeah,
you know, restraining orders last night, you know.
Yeah, so that's sad to see with the kid, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how they're gonna do that co-parenting situation.
Yeah, that's intense. That's intense. That's intense if he, especially if he was like beating on her, like the court order said. Like, that's, damn, I can't believe that was this year. But yeah, who do you think had the biggest win this year?
Man, I want to say my black people in Alabama, when they pulled out the chairs and they were fucking them people up, I think that they had the biggest win too, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That was definitely a big win watching us just handle our business. And also, I will say, the people who didn't die this year and who are not in somebody jail, you won as well, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, 100%.
Yes, that's definitely 100%. And also, our the school that we're alums for, fam, you had some big ass wins.
Speaking of winners, I mean, yes. I was wondering if we were
going to
get there.
Yes, I ain't forget, you know what I'm saying? I didn't forget that.
Are you talking about the national HBCU.
Yes, the national champions, y'all.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's okay. You already know who I'm talking about.
Are you talking about the school that's sitting at the top of the SWAC? Is that who you're? And when they said that we got over there and we weren't SWAC,
they really hated on us. They really hated on FAMU. Like, Coach Prime wouldn't run this shit when we first got there, you know.
Are you talking about the team in the SWAC who won when Coach Prime did it?
Hello.
Okay. Are you talking about the team who hasn't lost a home game since 2021?
Oh,
I just want to make sure we're talking about the same school, the number one HBCU for 4 years. Consecutively, mm-hmm.
The same as HBCU long, that we came from.
As long as we're talking about the same Florida Agricultural Mechanical University, founded on October 3rd, 1887.
Yep.
I just want to make sure that we are referring to the same school, because Howard really came in talking so.
Yes, they were.
It was embarrassing.
It was, and it was really embarrassing. They had Miss Vice President of the United States was in the house. I'm like, Howard, y'all lost, man. Y'all had the Vice President. Y'all had Cam Newton there. Y'all had all the the big HU alums there and stuff, and y'all lost to them Rattlers. Hell yeah. Y'all were feeling yourselves in the first half, but y'all know football's two halves now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all may have had us down, but guess what? Them Rattlers strike and strike and strike again.
Of winners,
mm-hmm.
I think at the top.
Yes.
I think that's safe to. Yes. Winning that national championship is crazy from school.
It's crazy.
I'm so elated.
I was so elated too. You know what I'm saying? Because we got all the trophies this year. We got the two classics. We got the two SWAC trophies and the national championship trophy on top of that. Come on.
It's Y'all ain't. Mm-hmm. It's not even worth, I remember at the end of 2017,
mm-hmm.
I said that there were three things that I'm not arguing with people about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Those three things were Beyonce is the absolute greatest entertainer on the planet. I'm not going to argue with you about it. You can have an opinion, and your opinion can be wrong if you disagree with that. LeBron James is the greatest basketball player on the planet.
Yes. That happened this year. Congrats to LeBron on becoming the NBA's all-time leading scorer. You know what I'm saying? He did that this year.
Not only is he the all-time leading scorer, he is also in the top five for assists. He is also mm-hmm. in the top five for, assists? Blocks, I want to say. I Googled it before, but yeah, I'm not arguing with y'all about LeBron James. I'm just not doing it no more. And the last thing, seasoning your meat in the sink without a bowl is actually very gross, and I'm just not going to argue about it.
Listen, we've evolved from that, you know what I'm saying? Now, college days, we were guilty of it, but we've evolved from that, you know what I'm saying? You got to season your meat in the bowl and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
More power to you.
But also, I'm adding to that list. I'm not arguing with y'all about FAMU. One thing I'm not wasting my breath arguing with y'all mm-mm. about my HBCU.
Right.
I'm not doing it. I won't be doing it anymore. Like, in the words of Antonio, your mm-hmm. other schools are lacking and poor.
Yes, they
are. Guess the two. You're welcome Ooh. For FAMU giving you even notice or just giving you exposure, mm-hmm. but come on.
Ooh.
You can't compare where you don't compete.
You can't. You really can't.
You can't. So, that's going on the list.
Yes, I definitely agree. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not doing it. I'm not arguing.
When you see me at the airport with my FAMU gear on, just acknowledge me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Only traveling family gear. Only. Don't ever. Because I remember one time I had my family gear. I had somebody walk up to me. Hey, I'm a North Carolina Auntie alum. I'm like, so? Okay. You know?
Congrats.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? HBCU love. Even though y'all asses suck now, motherfuckers.
I'm not. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't subscribe to HBCU love. I subscribe to
Fam You Love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fam You Love, my HBCU being superior to all of the other ones. That's what
acknowledge it. And also to you fuckers in Daytona, you know what I'm saying? I stopped in Daytona. Ooh. Y'all were looking at me sideways. Fuck y'all.
Ooh, what's good? The community college.
The community college that didn't pay back Wells Fargo?
The ones who we gave our instruments to so they could start their band. That's fun. That's
yeah, fun. The okay. One that charges half down. That stadium ain't even on their campus. Right. I don't know what they're talking about, man. They were giving me side eyes. I stopped
them. The ones who share jerseys, they can't put their team names on the back of the player's name on the back of the jerseys because they got to use them next season.
Damn. Those motherfuckers that cheap.
Bruh, we're the, like, a lot of schools do that.
See, I didn't know that. See, I know
Coach Trump. You don't know poverty. That's why you didn't know that, because you don't know poverty. You don't recognize. Your school's not born like that.
Like, hello. Didn't know that. Because I remember when Coach Prime called out all the HBCUs about it, we got right on board. And the very next year, we had our names on the jersey, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't realize that damn poverty school didn't have that, you know?
Poverty stricken. It's a community college. It's really sad, you know?
It's just really sad. You know, but black love. But you know what? You say thank God that you didn't go to Bethune-Cookman, you know what I'm saying? Damn.
And that's not shade.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
that's some shade right there.
It's not. I didn't know. If you'd have asked me if I was going to Bethune-Cookman, I would have said, where?
Where?
I would have said, what? What is that? What is Bethune-Cookman? Community College. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Never met her. Never heard of her. In my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's shady, but, you know, I could talk shit about all these other issues all day.
Hell yeah, we can. We're the ones at the top right now, you know what I'm saying? And all the you HBCUs alums of SWAT and the SWAG that's talking so much shit about FAMU. And I'm like, but did FAMU beat your team? Okay, then. Shut the fuck up. Please. Just shut up, because I got receipts for y'all asses.
Yes, you asked that. Did FAMU beat your team? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And every other team.
Uh-huh.
The only team we lost to wasn't even the HBCU.
It was a predominantly white school in Tampa that I know of. Yeah. South Florida. Shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? But while we're on the sports, shout out to all the teams that won championships this year. We had like three first-time champions. We saw the Rangers win the title for the first time. We saw the Denver Nuggets win the title for the first time. And shout out to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They won the title for the first time, you know. Hockey.
And shout out to the Aces.
Shout out to the Aces. They went back to back. I think they went back to back. Yeah.
And they were the first WNBA team to do that in the history of the WNBA.
It's been in the modern era, but I remember back in the day, the Houston Comets did it. I think they won like four. I think they went like four in a row way back in the day.
I'm not above it.
It's all wrong. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. The Houston Comets don't even exist no more. So, but yeah. So like I said, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying?
Asia Wilson.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. And I was happy that, well, not happy because the Nuggets swept us, but I was happy that the Nuggets won because I don't know anyone who is a fan of the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I didn't know any Nuggets
fans.
Their
fan base is very, like...
Actually, I know one person, but he's in Colorado. Shout out to Julius from the Toxic Tangents podcast. He's the only person I know of that's in Denver right now.
He's from Denver?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so shout out to him. Like I said, the Nuggets...
Shout out to you for being a Denver Nuggets fan.
Yeah, because the Denver Nuggets, they, like I said, they don't have the bandwagon fan base like the Golden State Warriors do, you know what I'm saying? They don't have the fan base, but... South Florida, I'm at the part one for y'all because two of y'all goddamn teams lost in the title round. The Miami Heat lost in the finals, and the Florida Panthers lost in the finals too, both in five games. Hockey.
Sorry.
They're hockey and Darren Broward.
My sports knowledge is literally NFL, NBA.
I understand.
I know baseball teams. I know the names of them. I don't watch baseball, but I do know the names of them. And I know who the Los Angeles Kings are.
Yes, they're hockey, you know what I'm saying?
And that's just because I'm from there.
Yes. I mean, I wish I was a baseball player, though, because your Dodgers got deep pockets. I'm like, goddamn, motherfuckers.
You know, Irvin Magic Johnson is part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, I knew he was a part owner, but I didn't think they were going to be the modern-day Yankees out here drop paying motherfuckers 10 years, $700 million. God damn. Okay. See, if you have sons, you might want to tell your sons to get them in baseball because...
My son is very much into... Baseball. Not right now. He's 4, though.
Okay. Well, like I said, give him a few years. You know what I'm saying? We need to get him on baseball because if he can ball out $700 million over 10 years, man, y'all set for life.
Yeah. I'll let him play baseball if he's short.
Mm-hmm.
Then that'll be like a backup.
Yeah.
You can be short and play baseball. But if he's anything 6'5" or over, the nigga's about to be in the paint.
Yeah.
Grabbing
boards. Yeah.
Listen,
but you just better hope he don't get drafted to a team in California because those California taxes, oof, Lord have mercy.
He can stay in residency in the state of Florida. He don't have to buy no residence in the state of Florida. So they'll give him on state tax, but then that's the only thing he'll have to pay. He won't have to pay property tax. Mm-hmm. He won't have to pay
no different taxes. Yeah, because them California taxes, Lord have mercy.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's taxed, and then the cost of living is absolutely ridiculous. Like every time I go back to visit my family, I'm just like, this shit is high.
Man, you know what's bad is speaking of cost of living, Florida done crept up to California. I'm like, son of a bitch. I never thought I'd see the day where cities in Florida are right there neck and neck with California with being so expensive.
Yeah. Orlando specifically being one of those cities. Like, y'all can stop moving here.
And also, you know, I think the hype of Tampa then got traffic, everybody moving down. I'm like, Tampa then got so overhyped because of selling Tampa. And then you saw the Buccaneers win championships and our Lightning won championships. And now everybody want to come to Tampa. I'm like, you motherfuckers. Now Tampa just as high as Miami.
I'm not very familiar with Tampa. I've been to like the Boy City,
Ybor City.
Ybor City. I've been there when I was in the golf course area with them. But Orlando is high as shit.
Yeah.
It's high as shit here. Like, it's overcrowded. Like, people moved here and they were building that, Disney was building that Imagineers thing. So, you know, during COVID, a lot of people migrated here because it was open. And then now they're not building that shit no more. But then people still live here.
Yeah.
So imagine your job like relocating you till you not having that job no more.
Yep.
Yikes.
That stings, you know what I'm saying? That definitely stings. I hope y'all found another hustle, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that's that hurt right there when you think something's gonna happen. But because our governor, our idiot governor, decided to piss off Disney, that didn't happen, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah. And y'all see how close these chairs are that we have?
Mm-hmm.
That's how close they build these houses.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
it's so bad how close they build in these houses. And they are so expensive. Like, it's so expensive.
Yeah, that's why I noticed, too. It's, like, so expensive on everything. I'm like, my goodness. Yeah. It's like, and then they say it's everywhere, not just Florida. I'm like, well... Y'all bring y'all asses down to Florida and y'all tell me, you know what I'm saying? So
don't bring your ass.
Don't, please don't. Or find another city, which I hear, which is here. Every damn city you can think of is just overcrowded.
The girls are loving Houston. They are going to Houston. I know a couple people who are moving from Orlando to Houston next year.
And, yeah.
You know, shout out to them. But they tell me, my friends in Houston say, Houston full, don't move there.
Yeah, also, shout out to my little sister. She ran off with her man to Houston, and she's been low-key trying to recruit me to come out there. But I'm like, I don't know. But cheers, though. Happy birthday to you. January 1st is your first birthday, so cheers to you. Hope you turn up for your day, you know what I'm saying? Just know, I do miss you, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, if Texas is meant to happen, hey, the stars will align, you know?
Yes, I will say, I will hop on the piggyback of your sister. Texas is amazing. Mm-hmm. There is no state tax.
Yeah,
in Texas. The food in Houston is fucking like, oh my god. God, the food in Houston is so good. Like, I love going to Houston. You have the Onyx in Houston.
Yeah.
They got like the best wings I ever had at any strip club in my life.
Damn. So
I'm an advocate for Houston. I wouldn't live there personally, just because it's like a very, very dense population in Houston. That's why I don't like Orlando. I'm trying to move to like Billings, Montana, where it's like nobody.
Move where there's nobody.
Yeah, where like nobody lives there. I'm trying to go to Ottawa, Kansas or some shit. But like, I think that you would enjoy Texas as a whole. I lived in Killeen, Texas, for those of y'all that don't know where that is. That is Central Texas. Lived there for...
Isn't that close to Dallas or no?
It's 2 hours away from Dallas. 2 hours is some change away from Dallas. It's super close to Austin. It's 45 minutes away from Austin. So it's in Central Texas. And it's just... Texas is just great. You can go, you know what I'm saying? It's a big state. There's a lot of stuff to do. If you move to Houston, there's Galveston that's right there. It's really nice with like beaches and stuff. So yeah, man, if your sister, I would say go visit with her if she lets you. Shout out to you, sister. Happy birthday. And stay out there for like a week or so. Like I'm planning on going to Houston in early February for like a... Do you follow I Am Will Johnson on Instagram?
I might. He got an event going on.
Yeah. Are you like, you're not like a churchy black, are you?
Not really.
Okay. Then you probably don't follow him. I'm very churchy. So like he does this thing called Choir Rehearsal with Friends, and he's finally going to Houston. But Houston's great. So if your sister's trying to get you out there, I say go visit and then you might like it.
Yeah. Sis, I might head out there, you know what I'm saying? I might take you up on it, because I know there's some people that have podcasts with that are in Houston, so, you know, so.
Yeah, and you can podcast from anywhere. That's the beauty of this laptop that you have.
Yes, yes.
You can podcast from anywhere.
Yes, so. That's the beautiful thing about podcasting, but also, my Don for opening up studio, this is Studio D3. Check it out if you're ever in Orlando, please do. This is a beautiful studio, you know what I'm saying? Please check it out if you're in Orlando, but Houston definitely could happen, you know what I'm saying? I definitely haven't ruled it out, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, Houston's dope. I like Houston. Dallas is sorry. San Antonio is okay. Austin's like my favorite city in Texas. Austin's definitely my favorite city in Texas.
Yeah.
New Orleans is my favorite city in the world.
I would definitely avoid Dallas because I would have to hear from them damn Cowboys fans. And I'll definitely avoid New Orleans because I'm a Bucks fan. I'm going to have to hear about the Bucks, you know what I'm saying? I'm like...
New Orleans is amazing.
I'll have to go visit, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I haven't been.
I went as a kid, but now as an adult.
Oh, my God. New Orleans is amazing. I judge cities by their food. New Orleans food, best food in the country, comes from New Orleans, Louisiana. And y'all can fight me. Like, New Orleans got the best freaking food in the country.
It's better than Houston.
Yes.
Wow. We're gonna have to make two visits. Yes. I think I might have to try to get to Essence, even though I think Essence need to do a better job of supporting the black businesses in the area.
Yeah, I would go on like a non-event type of situation when it comes to New Orleans. Like, I was just in New Orleans for the Beyonce concert. That's the city that I went to New Orleans. And it was packed, but it wasn't crazy. But if you're going to something like Mardi Gras, or you're going to Essence Fest, where there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people, I wouldn't recommend that, because then you'll be annoyed, because it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah. People everywhere, traffic everywhere.
Don't even think about driving. You're gonna walk everywhere. Like if you're going during like one of those. But if you go like a random time in March or April, like, you'll enjoy it. I would definitely recommend that. I love New Orleans. They got really good food.
Bet. We'll have to check out New Orleans in 2024. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. Get that liquor poured up, because this podcast sounds a whole lot better when you have some liquor. Now, let's get to who took some L's this year. Who do you think had the biggest L this year?
The biggest L, Howard University. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to give Russell. No, the biggest L this year. Oh my gosh.
Because you had so many people taking L's. It's
a lot. It was a lot. It was. This year. Okay, so what are we talking about as far as like L's? Are we talking about like lost money? Are we talking about like.
It could be lost money, lost relationships, because I know a hell of people got divorced this year. I mean.
Is that an L though?
And it ain't really. That's.
Is that an L though? Like getting a divorce? I don't really.
No, I don't think it. I don't know. It depends on if it's somebody that you just. It depends on how you feel about the person.
Right. That's.
But if y'all are getting a divorce, then that should tell you that, hey, it might be better for y'all to separate. So maybe that's addition by subtraction. I would think L would have to go to Diddy because all his business is being leaked out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I really don't talk about celebrities, but I would say him. And also, people that post their L's online for We Can Laugh At You just in. You tell your embarrassing stories. I'm like, I'm looking at some of these stories. I've seen them on TikTok. And I'm just like, you know what? I might have to give y'all these L. Y'all just need to take y'all L and go some One Piece because y'all done told on yourselves. And y'all out here trying to clown the person that did you wrong. But I'm looking at you like you crazy because you knew this person was an idiot. But while you dealt with them, that goes for men and women because they both were out here talking about L's. Because you had some men talking about, oh, I spent thousands of dollars to fly this chick out and she ain't do nothing for me. I'm like, well, what you expect?
Yikes. Oh, my God. Yeah. The definitely, I will say, the people who, I feel like I would give an L to the people who, like, engage in, like, the gender war conversations.
Yes.
I'm so tired of the gender war conversations. I'm sick of it. I don't care if your first date is at the Cheesecake Factory. But I say, like, it's draining. And it's like people always, they come for the podcasters. They always come in for us.
Yes,
like,
they are. They are somebody.
We need to take the podcast mics away. But it's really like, do we?
No, we don't. We just got to tell podcasters, I don't know, to TMI on some things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't be giving too much information of your personal life, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And then I realized, too, one thing I got to do, Vic, is stay out of single people's business. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I realized in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And people asking, like, oh, this nigga's not doing this, and it's Instagram. So I went on my last first date in December 2013.
You Gucci.
So it's like, and I always joke with like my friends and stuff. It's like when I was single, you couldn't post videos on Instagram. So it's like, it's been a very, very, very long time. So the dynamics of it, our first date was at Genghis Grill.
Wow.
So it's like when girls are saying they don't want to go to the Cheesecake, but also I do have an episode of Not That Problematic, the podcast called Don't Take Me to the Cheesecake Factory. But that's like, there are single people on there saying they don't want to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
You know what? Like I said, shout out to your husband. Shout out to you. You are blessed. You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody tell me, if I done made plans and reservations for somewhere, you tell me I'm not going to take you there. And that all makes going to trigger my head what you're after. Because if you are after me, you wouldn't give a damn where we go. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what that tells me.
But you don't got to make reservations.
Well, you don't have to.
So if you made a reservation, then it's a little bit more like,
yeah,
than the Applebee's.
Or if I tell you we're gonna meet somewhere and you don't like it, you know, so I'm gonna look at you like you're sideways, like, you know.
I mean, okay. So I just feel like what I hear when women say these things is that they want the effort to be put in. But not like a lot of this is unrealistic expectations because one thing about it, like girlfriend, if you don't go to Nobu on your, and here's the thing, caveat, sorry, tangent.
Mm-hmm.
They say they don't want to go to chain restaurants. Oh, don't take me to Applebee's. Don't take me to Olive Garden. Don't take me to the Cheesecake Factory. Mm-hmm. But Nobu Ruth Chris, Chop House. Those are also all chain restaurants.
Yeah.
So it's like, make it make sense. You know what I mean? But if you, I have a friend, my Eastern Star sister, she always says, like, put in the effort and plan the date, and then plan how everything is going to go and plan the making an experience rather than just, I'm spending X amount of money on you. Then we, you know, and having, like you said, the dude say he flew a woman out, it's cost thousands of dollars. Excuse me. Then that puts an expectation on like what the intentions are. But also, I think a lot of things that messes people up, and far be it from me, I guess I'm staying out of single people business, but the courting stage no longer exists.
It really don't.
So, and with the advancements of social media, technology, and different things like that, by the time the girls are going on dates, we have nothing left to talk about. Because we've spent 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month and a half talking on the phone. So now it's like, or, you know, DMing or texting and all of this. So now you know everything about me. So now you don't even have any questions to ask me on our official first date because you know everything.
Yeah. Well, see, that's because y'all be messing up the process. Like, sometimes it's okay to speed up the process if you feel a good vibe from this person. If the person is giving you a good vibe and the conversation is there and the communication is consistent, then make it happen. You know what
but
I'm saying?
How much conversation does it have to be for it to be consistent? I'm thinking, so back in my day, like there was like, I'm interested, and my husband and I had the benefit of working together. So, you know, there was a stage of courting, like we work together and that's it. Like that's, I only see this nigga at work. And then I don't see you until we go to PT the next morning. And like, but it was like, once it became like, oh, he's interested in me, then it was like, oh, okay. Okay, now you're texting me and like, hey, you know, let's you know, let's go out to eat. Like, I'm, you know, let's hang out sometime. But what are you doing? I'm having some people up here, like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? It started off like a group thing. And then like, hey, you know, blah, X, Y, Z. Enough about that. So that was like a courting thing. And that was over the course of, and again, I said the caveat because we worked together. So that was over the course of like, maybe like 2 or 3 months before we actually went on a date. And then we got, you know what I'm saying, together and everything. But it's like, I'm saying, typically, from my understanding of how it works these days, I post this on Instagram. You are interested in what I post on Instagram. So you like what I post on Instagram, and or you slide into my DMs for said story. I post. And now Instagram got the little doop-de-doop. What's it called?
The note.
Yeah. The note. And so you can slide into the DMs that way. And then it's like, I have a friend, and he is a unabashed DM slider. He is going to shoot his motherfucking shot. Shout out to Moss. Shout out to Sports 5 Podcast. Shout out to, oh my God, the name of his other podcast is escaping me. But shout out to Sports 5 Podcast. But
hey, shout them. Got to have you on Look and Talk.
But. Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, he'd be great. Yeah. He'd be great. 100%. He'd be great on this because he's here. And so he slides into the DMs and then they respond. And then it's like we create this conversation, if you know, but it's like this conversation is 100% explicitly based on like looks and videos and things that you posted. And then it's like, but the questions, I'm trying to articulate my thought without going around in circles. But like, it's like the questions that would typically back in the day be asked on the first date are the questions that are being asked to even get my actual telephone number so you can even ask me out on a date. So that's why I said by the time we get to the first date, we don't have nothing to talk about because we haven't talked about everything.
Yeah.
So now that it's because we've been talking for 3 weeks now at this point. And so now I feel like back in the day, it would be like I meet you at, I don't want to say the club, at the grocery store or, you know what I'm saying, at the coffee shop or at the park or something like or that. Back or outside somewhere. We were touching some grass and...
Or at an event on campus.
At an event on campus. I meet you on the set. I meet you on the set. We exchange numbers And then it's like, let's go to the bottom calf and get some cookies from the deli. Like, let's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you going to Fried Chicken Wednesday? Oh, me too. I'm going to sit over here by the window. Like, let's, and then let's.
I thought it was so much easier back in the day because there wasn't so much technology involved, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you know what? And we let technology ruin things, you know what I'm saying? Because.
And there's no going back.
And we, there's no going back because no you back. Shooting shots and, you know, it's definitely not going back. But I'll definitely say another big L to all the people that passed away too. Shout out to everybody that lost somebody. Rest in peace, you know. So, but 2024, I hope y'all get better with those things. And also, stop broadcasting your L's because if you come on social media broadcasting your L's and you start talking about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, and I'm just like, you talking all this shit about them, but look how long you were with them for.
Are you saying L's like breakups?
Yeah, L's like breakups. Okay. L's like breakups. L's like dating stages that didn't work out.
Okay.
Or this man or this woman won't do something for you. And you know what I'm saying? Okay. And you feel like a man or woman should do this. And they won't do that. And you're talking all this shit about them because they won't do it for you, you know?
I agree with that. Stop telling me. Okay. I agree with that. I agree.
Please do, because I'm just looking at you like you're crazy. Because you know what? And another thing I've learned about the dating stage, like, it doesn't matter. If the person really likes you, they'll put forth the effort no matter what.
Okay. Man, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like, and then it's like, the word effort, okay? Like, a lot of things I think that have been lost with social media is definitions of words. People just use words and they don't, like, know the proper definition of said words. So they just say, like, you're not putting forth any effort. Well, if someone initiates contact, that is a level of effort. Maybe that's not the level of effort that you are looking for. But I think with the advancement of social media, expectations have been set so high for what something should be. And a lot of people look at life and dating and relationships and people and the opposite sex, the opposite gender, or gender non-conforming, 2023, and through a lens of what it should be rather than what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what's fucking y'all up.
Yeah.
People are always, and that's what you said about your L's, like what you think somebody should be doing for you. Then if you think someone should be doing something for you and they're not, why are you there?
Yeah. And why haven't you moved on? And also, another thing I've noticed about people is they will hold some people to the highest standards, but the people that they really interested in, they will lower that bar like a motherfucker.
But why are they interested in them if they don't fit the bar? Because the bar is in hell. The bar is in hell. And that's why I said I was staying out of single people business. Because the bar is in hell. And also, y'all need therapy. And that's what that is. That's what it is. Y'all need therapy. Y'all need therapy. Because what I just said about seeing things for what it is versus what you think it should be. You know where I learned that?
Therapy. I need y'all to take our asses back to therapy in 2024.
Y'all need therapy. Y'all need to go talk to the lady. And there are so many, I know this is not sponsored, but there are so many virtual ways to get therapy that are cost effective that you can take your Starbucks money, you can take your, or unless you protest the Starbucks due to what? The affiliation with Israel and Palestine. We're not getting into that. Whatever you float your boat. But you can take your money that you spend on Uber Eats and all that, and you can spend that on a BetterHelp subscription. You can, or Talkspace, or Medicaid covers. If you got Medicaid in Florida, that covers mental health. You can get therapy through there. If you're a veteran, you can go down to the VA and get you some therapy. If you're a veteran spouse, you can go down to the VA and get you some therapy. There are ways for you guys to go and talk to a licensed medical professional, mental health professional. There are ways. And if you're looking for even more ways, you can go listen to my episode 30-something of Not That Problematic, the podcast, where I have my friend Dr. Atiyah Hodges, FAMU graduate psychiatrist.
Yes, please go talk
please
to
Please go to therapy.
Yes, please
go
do.
Talk to the lady.
And another thing I will remember 2023 for being is the year the mask came off. You know, we've already seen some masks come off. I've seen even more masks come off, like, what you said about Starbucks, you know, where they stand with Palestine. And you see all these.
They don't stand with Palestine. They stand with Israel.
They stand with Israel what?
They were fighting. So from my understanding, not to cut you off, and I'm sorry, but I don't want to misinform the listeners. From my understanding, Starbucks had employees that were in support of Gaza and Palestine and Hamas and those types of things, you know, free Palestine and all those things, what they were saying. And Starbucks turned around and sued their employees.
What?
For their stance on the conflict between Israel and Palestine. And so now a lot of people are boycotting Starbucks due to, and I don't know if that was like Starbucks corporate or just like a franchise of Starbucks that was somewhere. I'm not sure what that was, but that story went very viral. It got very big, and now the girls are boycotting Starbucks. And to that I will say, look into, like, if you're boycotting Starbucks and still paying taxes, your money is going to the same place. You're not moving.
So, you think you're doing something with this boycott, but you're really not.
Yeah, you're still getting the IRS, your money is going. You're not boycotting the IRS, your money is still going to Israel as well. So, you know, if you want to go get you a caramel brulee latte where almond milk sits, go get it. It's okay.
Please go get it.
Please go get it. Because when you get paid on the 1st and the 15th or on Friday or however you get paid and that FICA come out.
Yep.
It's going to Israel too, babe.
Yep.
So,
yeah. Yeah, do what you do, but
go get your coffee, girl.
Yeah.
Don't settle for Dunkin'.
Please don't. And also, now shifting gears to music, though, I looked at the Rolling Stones report and the top hip hop song of the year. I was like,
what is it?
It's that damn Sexy Red song.
Oh my God, I love Sexy
Red. I'm like, I'm not the biggest fan of her, but her, I'm like, of all the songs J. Cole and Drake done put out, y'all choose her? I don't know. I think I heard better bars.
What song J. Cole and Drake put out that was bigger than Sexy Red song?
Let's see. I'll go first. I'll go with First Person Shooter was definitely big, you know?
I didn't ask you if it was big. I said, what song did they put out that was bigger? Which Sexy Red song was it? Pound Town?
No, it wasn't Pound Town. It was Ski Yee. That song, I think it had everybody hollering in the club, but
Drake even has a song with Sexy Red.
Yeah, he does. Also, ask my the manager of this place, my brother Don B, what he think of Sexy Red, and you'll see why my face was a little shocked when I found out that she had the number one song of the Rolling Stones tap her.
Ski Yee was huge.
It was, wasn't it?
Ski Yee was huge. That's okay. Like, I'm biased too because I love Mrs. Sexy Red. Like, I love the Little Hood Princess. I love her. Like, she can do no wrong in my eyes. I love how she's out here barefoot and pregnant, literally still doing her thing. I love how, because see, the thing is, tangent again. Sorry. People always say they want authenticity. Until authenticity slaps you in the face and is not what you wanted. People want their version of what they want authenticity to be. And then if it's not that, then, oh, she's setting us back. Oh, she's so ghetto. Oh, why is she depicting us like that? She's not depicting us as anything. You are your own person. Sexy Red is her own person. Sukiyana, another person who I love, is her own person. I love me some ratchet, ghetto-ass, female hip-hop.
Shout out to the ratchet, ghetto, female hip-hop.
I love it. I live for it. Live for it.
Speaking of that, I wish the City Girls would have got a little more love on their last album, but, you know.
I just think that was just something, and I think they talked about it on that Breakfast Club interview when I watched it. They said that it was just mismanaged and their rollout was fiscal. Their rollout was terrible. And that's the thing, these artists don't have A&R anymore. You know, back in our day, it was like you had to do like a whole press run before you dropped the album, before, you know what I'm saying? You release singles. But it goes back to December 13th, 2013. Beyonce. Self-titled. Dropped the album on iTunes.
Yeah.
With no singles, with no rollout.
Oh, so basically they're trying to do what Beyonce did.
But that's been the standard ever since. For the last 10 years. No one does rollouts anymore. They just drop their album. When the last time you saw somebody do an album rollout?
Damn.
Where they had like a lead single on that. Maybe I will say Cardi B did it with Invasion of Privacy. And that's that was 2017 Invasion of Privacy came out, 2018, somewhere around there. So it's like the girls are not doing rollouts no more. They're just dropping the albums. And it's like, I get it for people who are solidified in the game, like the Drakes, the J. Cole's, the Kendricks. You can do that because you have your...
You put your work in.
Yes, and you have your fan base who are going to fuck with it regardless if it's trash, Drake, or not. So the fans are still going to fuck with it. Regardless of that, but like a lot of these newer artists, the Glorillas, the, like you said, the Sexy Reds, I call them like popcorn single artists. Even though they can rap and they're still good, but it's like it's the artist development is missing. And Chris Brown talked about it, who also put out an amazing 1111 was amazing. If y'all haven't listened to 1111, Chris Brown's latest album was great. He was talking about it that they don't do artist development no more. People used to go through years of artist development before you even released.
But I think what happened was people realized the music game is so rigged and so fucked up. Now they just want to put it out independently instead of they don't need this help because there's so many backstories that done came out about the music game that came out this year.
You realize how much work it is to put it out independently.
Yeah.
You don't have no distribution until you realize you don't have nobody to back your tour.
Yeah, so now you kind of have to do those god-awful things, you know what I'm saying, they say do, you know.
I think that with everything coming out and being revealed, that you can just make better choices. I think it was just like the lack of knowledge where people just made piss poor choices. But yeah, who else took an L this year? Will we say that Kanye took an L this year? Was that this year with Kanye, with the whole...
Was that this year? It was this year too.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, I think both parties took it up because I know when Adidas dropped Kanye, they couldn't move that product for nothing. And then I hear Kanye dropped another album, but he hasn't dropped the album yet.
It's not out yet.
Oh, and he previewed it, but he didn't drop the album yet, you know. Yet. So he definitely took the L.
It's a comfortable
shirt. Free to Yeezys, Adidas. Free to Yeezys, Adidas.
I'm currently in my, you know, in my little, you know, my little wop-wops, but you know, they're, you know, it's a great shoe.
It's definitely a dope shoe, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, Kanye, I wouldn't necessarily say, I feel like he's always so calculated in his antics. Ooh, Don Lemon took an L this year.
Oh yeah.
He got fired from CNN.
Man, no more drunk Don at Don.
It's gonna be so boring. I'm not even gonna watch it.
They're
not even letting them drink no more.
Oh damn!
They're not even letting them drink no more. Ever since he was twerking in New Orleans.
Don't send him to New Orleans. Then let him get drunk at the studio.
No, because Anderson Cooper be drunk at the studio or drunk with Andy Cohen, and they be talking trash and drunk.
So basically, it's okay when the Caucasian man doing.
It's not that nobody can drink. CNN is not letting anyone drink at all. So
damn. So who's New Year's party we're gonna watch, or we're gonna have a New Year's party?
I sleep through the New Year.
You know, I actually slept through the New Year one time, and it was actually peaceful sleep too.
Yeah, that's something that my husband and I started doing in 2015. We started sleeping through the New Year just because we couldn't find nowhere to eat in San Antonio. Everywhere was like, oh, you need a reservation, you got it. We're like, fuck it, we'll just go back to the hotel. We went to sleep at like 10:30, woke up, it was the New Year, and that's tradition.
Yeah, and also to my Floridians out there, and to any state that got a Publix, they got the Bel Air buy one get one free, y'all. So y'all might want to go and buy that Bel Air, but
and make sure you do it before, what is it? Because they stop selling liquor at a certain time at Publix, don't they?
I think so. I think when they close, right?
I know. Oh, they don't start selling liquor until like noon on yeah. Sunday. So, mm-hmm. yeah. If you want to get it like before, get it before then.
Yeah, so go ahead and get it before then. Overall, what would you summarize 2023 as?
A clusterfuck. No, I'm just kidding. I would summarize 2023 as the year of the mess. We didn't even get into Jonathan Majors or Tory Lanez and Meg. He's sitting in jail.
Now, hold on. About the Tory Lanez, I heard that he's sitting in jail, but they're trying to say, oh, girl shot the gun, someone else shot the gun. But I'm like, you couldn't prove that in trial. And Jonathan Majors, I'm like, Marvel, y'all ain't shit, because what he got convicted on was the reckless thing. He didn't get convicted on the domestic violence, so.
So word on the curve is that Marvel wanted to go into a different direction anyway and get off of the Kane story and bring in Dr. Doom, because the movies and the shows were not doing as well as they anticipated.
Mm. So then why do
they? So they just use an excuse. Now this is like, oh, morality.
Then why did they should have been did that?
They should have done it.
They should have been did that, you know?
But, you know, I mean, when you're on top for so long, Marvel's problem is that they try to do the same thing that they did with the whole Infinity Saga.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't redo that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you can't recapture.
Yeah, you that. Can't.
You can't. And yeah. The expectation. If I'm Marvel, I would have stopped at Far From Home.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the last movie in the in Phase 4?
Yeah.
Far From Home. I would have stopped that Far From Home. Took a break.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like did the show still, like, you know, like the mm-hmm. WandaVisions, but yeah. make them like one-off shows. Like, don't try to connect them with like this new Doctor Strange and this whole multiverse shit.
Man, the whole shit is a clusterfuck when you think of it.
It's
because
ridiculous.
You gotta watch this, watch that to all be caught up. You know what I'm saying? I think the success of Black Panther, the original one, rest in peace to Chadwick. I think that one really fucked up the heads. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, man, I remember.
It was good. Yeah. It was a good, Marvel had a good run. Also, the two best shows that they have right now on Disney Plus is WandaVision and Loki.
Mm.
So, all the rest of them are trash. But yeah, I would wrap up 2023 as just like the year of mess. It's just,
yes.
It's such a mess.
It's like mess at the mess at the mess, you know what I'm saying?
As far as like when it comes to celebrity, but when it comes to myself, it's just been a year of just like minding my business, a year of just having my little unit. You know, I have two little ones at home, another little one on the way. I'm in nursing school. Like, so I'm just like, I be at home. I be at the house. Like, I was late because I was cooking chicken before, so they could eat before I came here. And
I mean, it's so good. Like,
you know, so that's literally been my 2023. We did travel a lot. We did a lot of national parks. We went to like Mount Rainier, the Steel Bridge in Washington. We did the Sequoias. So by 2024, I'm sitting my ass down, about to have this new ass baby, about to three kids. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend children. I don't.
You know,
my kids bad.
Yeah, I know someone else who got bad kids too. I recommend kids with the right person, though.
I don't recommend kids at all.
No. She say don't have no kids. I say if you have them with the right person, you'll be all right. Because I see a lot of people. And speaking of kids, I need people to stop having kids unless you have a partner. Unless you have a partner in crime. Unless you have a road dog, a partner in crime that you know you're going to grind with and get this shit together with and take care of these kids together. Because I see a lot of bitter baby dads and a lot of bitter baby mamas on social media.
That's because you guys are not using condoms anymore. That's what that is.
Yeah, that is. That's true.
And before we started recording, Vic had made a comment. He was like, you knew who you was laying down with when you laid down with her. You knew you was having a great. No, you didn't. Because a lot of these people are going from the club to the bed, having raw sex, getting pregnant, having these kids, They don't know these niggas.
And then what? What the hell done happened in the last? See, you could tell I'm single and I've been out of the game for a while because I'm like, what the hell? Because it used to be you supposed to ask 50 million questions before you even get it, you know?
The girls are out here having raw sex, and that is where the babies are coming from. Y'all think this pregnancy shit is cute? I'm here to tell you, it's not. These kids are cute until they have a fucking tantrum. The videos of the kids be cute. I post my kids all the time on social media. And they be so cute.
Yeah, they do be cute.
These niggas bad. Come get them. Big said, you can bring your kids. Absolutely not.
No, because one of my buddies, he did it like for the season premiere. He did it, but he had his whole family with him. So that's why I was like, you know what? If you have the whole family, the whole unit with you, then it ain't a problem. But she like, oh, hell no. These little motherfuckers are bad.
They stay home. They stay their ass at the motherfucking house because they are bad. And they're not bad. Like, no, they bad. They don't listen. And kids just do whatever. And even if you have them with the right person or not, they gonna run you.
Yeah.
They gonna run you. And it's like, yeah, I mean, if you want to populate the earth, who am I to tell you not to? I'm on number three. But like, I would just say, don't have any expectation of what you want your child to be because they're gonna be themselves.
You gotta let them live life.
You
can't live through them, you know what I'm saying? Because that child will resent you for their adulthood, you know what I'm saying? Because there's some things I look at my mom, I'm still bitter with her about, but I forgive her, but I still live resentment because if we're being honest, if I would have known what I know about finances and stuff, I would have went to FAMU after doing 2 years at the junior college level, you know what I'm saying? Going straight there, you know.
I would agree with you 2 years ago, but my student loans got forgiven. So.
So you're blessed.
So now.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers might as well forgive them shit. Y'all got money to give to Israel, so y'all might as well forgive them shit, yeah, you know?
Yeah, 100%. It's absolutely wild. It's crazy because I think I had like close to 75K in student loan debt, and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
I had to go to Afghanistan and get shot at to get my shit forgiven. So I don't know what you did for the country for them to forgive your student loans. I don't know about that.
Man, I worked at the state office for years, so you know.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like so you need to go get a little pow pow before before they forgive those student loans for you. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? It is what it is, you know. or maybe I might join a secret society and be talking about it like motherfuckers out here in the world, like it's a secret society for a reason.
Secret society talking about it.
You know, they got their signs, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
You know who.
I don't know nothing.
Conspiracy. Hey, y'all look up the conspiracy.
Conspiracy stuff. Corner. Go ahead.
Man.
Allegedly,
look up all the damn rappers and look up all your damn celebrities. They in that secret society and shit.
They forgiving student loans down to the Illuminati.
Shit, if they are, what?
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
You know somebody in the Illuminati?
I wish I knew somebody. if I knew somebody, man, I would have been had so many people come through.
Who you know? Y'all think me Illuminati?
No, I'm not. If I was, you would have seen a Lamborghini.
That's why he mad. People sharing about being in the secret society because y'all blowing his cover. I done cracked the code. I figured it out. Like it's at this point, hey, welcome back to Liquor Talk. Okay, you know.
Nah, hold on. You know what they say? They said they gotta want you, but the other way around. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, y'all holler at me. You know what I'm saying? But I would say 2023 was an eye opening year. You know what I'm saying?
Eye opening year. Come on now, y'all. Come on now.
Damn, I won't do that one.
Come on now.
Humbling, and yeah, it was humbling, but you know, we bounce back from our L's, we get up and dust ourselves off. We don't come to social media and blab about it, or blab about it on the podcast as well, because as a fellow podcaster, I see that shit, I'm like, you just own this podcast, telling it on yourself, you know? So I agree with you when you said earlier you're tired of the gender wars and stuff. But seeing certain people get humble was kind of funny, though. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Like academic.
Yeah, like him. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with the LGBT community. You know what I'm saying?
Saucy Santana ate him.
Man, Santana had a field day. I'm like, you better. See, I'm like, goddamn, I need Saucy Santana as my attorney, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah,
take his ass to court and fight for my ass, you know what I'm saying?
Looking for you in the field. Saucy Santana. Dang, that was this year too. Yeah, this year was crazy. This year was crazy. Krishan had her baby.
Yeah, but then she fought somebody else about Blueface. I'm like, why y'all fighting over this motherfucker? What is this motherfucker doing for you to make you want to fight for him?
The younger generation, they like to fight.
Yeah, they do. The younger generation, I'm like, if a person is worth fighting for, you wouldn't have to do all that for them, you know what I'm saying?
They like to get in the field and throw these hands. That's their lingo, not mine.
I don't know what sort of this younger generation.
They're violent. They are violent people, these Gen Zers.
Yes, they are.
Violent people.
Yes, they are. They are so violent.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I hope it calms down by the time your little ones become of age, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. These motherfuckers are violent. They are. You heard about them shooting that last?
Man.
It's crazy.
It feels like everyone in America does a goddamn shooting. I'm like, goddamn. Why are we so violent?
You know why they don't have shootings?
Where?
Finland, Montana.
Yeah.
Shout out
if those places were warm during the winter, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? I would be somewhere. I need somewhere warm. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Also, you want to get shot.
I guess.
That's all that is.
I guess I'm going to have to keep my strap on. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to be strapped. You know what I'm saying?
You don't need a concealed carry license no more in the state of Florida.
Yeah, you don't. So. You don't. That's another W or L, however you want to
however
say it.
However you do it. I'm definitely an advocate for Second Amendment rights.
Yeah. Yeah, bear arms, damn it. Bear arms, you know what I'm saying? Gotta protect yourself nowadays because you never know. You drive down the right side of the street and you might run across a crazy motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's why you can't have road rage either.
Oh, Lord.
I saw a story on the Shade Room today where a lady, a man, I think he may have hit her car and they were waiting on the, it was like a fender bender. They were waiting on the police to get there and the police were taking a while. It took like maybe 15-20 minutes and he started going into what we know now was diabetic shock and so he drove off because he's trying to get like emergency care.
Yeah,
the police told her not to follow him. She followed him.
Oh, and she killed and that man. Yeah. I think I saw that story. I think they found her guilty and they threw her in jail, right?
Yes, I believe so. I think so. I don't know. I didn't go to the Shade Room YouTube. I wasn't clicking out of Instagram to do all that.
No, I think I saw that story on like NBC News or something like that.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, so
Black CNN.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. So like that, I said all that to say, like people are fucking nuts. Like, I don't know. Like, but what I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What are you seeing for 2024? What are you most anticipating?
Man, you read my mind like open book, because I was really about to ask you that. The main thing I'm looking forward to 2024 is doing more live shows, and also my buddy said he's gonna have me doing hosting events and stuff, you know. And I'm looking forward to whatever new podcasters new or returning podcasters decide to come through. I think that's the biggest thing I'm looking forward to, and also these podcasting conferences as well. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go to one if you haven't done so.
I wanted to go to Black Effect so bad. I wanted to go to the Black Effect Podcast Fest. But it was the same weekend as the Janet Jackson concert. Mm-hmm. So I was in Savannah, Georgia, and it was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed it, but I wanted to go. Did you go?
I didn't go. There's another one I wanted to go to. It was called Afros and Audios. It's in Baltimore, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I heard about that one, too.
Yeah, you definitely need to go to that one because, like I said, I'll probably be at that one again this year. Hopefully, I will get to speak in person instead of doing a virtual session because I'm telling y'all right now, if I get to speak, I'm going to do Discovering and Understanding Your Vision Part 2, because when I did Part 1, there's so much I left out, and I would have did anything to have someone from Florida in my corner, but it is what it is, you know? So hopefully I get chose to speak again, you know? So then there's PodFest, and then there's Podcast Movement. I think there's another Black Pod Festival in Atlanta, I think in August, I think it is, so.
Yeah. That's dope.
So, like I said, those are some of the biggest things I'm looking forward to. And I'm also, another personal thing, I'm looking forward to just ditching corporate America completely because I've started an independent courier job, and I'm like, I like this independent shit, working when I want to, and when I don't want to work, it's not an issue. You know what I'm saying? I know when I'm ready to go, they're ready to go. So I'm trying to work more independently, so I'm more flexible, because, you know, dealing on a schedule, they tend to screw you over if you don't show up. So what's some things outside of having baby number three? What's things you're looking forward to?
I was just going to say, dropping his baby. Definitely looking forward to just like passing my classes. Mm-hmm. Like, nursing school is not cute. This shit is ghetto. So I'm looking forward to just like passing my classes. I'm looking forward to just like getting more comfortable in my home. Like, we just, mm-hmm. we bought a home last year. Mm-hmm. So we're coming up on one, like January 1st makes mm-hmm. 1 year in our new home.
Congratulations on being a homeowner. Like I said, you know, that's not for the weak, but continue.
The HVAC went out, and we don't call no maintenance people. Like, nigga, we are the maintenance people. Like, what the fuck? But no, so just kind of just, you know, making that space more, just more homey. I'm just looking forward to that. Sit my ass down. Just like, I'm not doing too much in 2024. Mm-hmm. So y'all that are listening that know me, don't ask, because I'm not coming. Yeah, and just, you know, loving on my new baby, introducing the new baby to the older babies, mm-hmm. and, you know, just getting better at this mom shit. Like, yeah. That's, yeah.
Now, I hope you find time during the mom shit to still do the podcast.
Yes, I was going to say that. I forgot, though, because you see the priorities. That's why I haven't released the podcast episodes since October. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely getting back on the good foot with Not That Problematic, the podcast. And I truly appreciate everybody mm-hmm. who listens to it. Mm-hmm. And I looked at my demographics. I did, like, my Spotify.
Yeah.
Spotify wrap up for podcasters. And it was like, I have like a cute little community. So I'm going to start putting more episodes out. It's just, I need balance to find the time mm-hmm. between classes, between momming, between wifing. And I will, I'll find that. And that's mm-hmm. keep me on it, Vic. Keep me like, hey, where the podcast at? I definitely, there are still like, 40-something episodes that y'all could go listen to if you miss. We are available wherever your pods are cast. Mm-hmm. Not That Problematic, the podcast. And, yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to, like, growing and mm-hmm. learning more about it and just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
on there?
Yes. I was thinking that. So I was like, this is your second time being on Look at Talk. I still haven't made one appearance on your podcast.
I know, and that's because my podcast doesn't come out. Because the podcast just doesn't come out. It doesn't.
It's like that I understand, you know what I'm saying? And it, you know what I'm saying?
I think I released the episode in May, August.
Mm-hmm. So what is this, once a month?
Once a quarter? 2023 was bad, y'all. It was bad. I might have released, I think this year, I think I probably released maybe like 7 or 8 episodes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, maybe.
I did that.
That's pushing it. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm going to get better.
That's all you can do. Yeah. All you can do is continue to get better. You know what I'm saying? If you need me to show up at some events, help you out, I can. You know what I'm saying? We just got to get better. And that goes to all you other podcasters.
Consistency
that done came through Liquor Talk, and I haven't seen an episode from you in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Not naming names, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Name names. Call them out. I'm just kidding.
There's a handful of podcasts. Y'all know who y'all are, you know what I'm saying? We definitely still supporting with y'all, definitely rocking with y'all, you know, so. I appreciate everybody that supported in 2023. 2024, it's only up. But by the way, y'all might want to get on the stock right now, because the stock prices are going up, if you haven't noticed already. So it's like, you might want to get on the train now, because it's like I told myself, this is the last year I'm going to be down, and you know what I'm saying? And outside of Look at Talk, life's going to kick my ass. I said, this is going to be the last year this happens, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I might want to join me while I'm down, because when it's up, you know?
Like Cardi B said.
Yeah, just like Cardi B said. And also, I need people to have them same energy, you know what I'm saying? Because I know people love to be with you when you're up, but when you're down, they know where to be found. Shout out to the real ones that have been down with people, even when they're down and stuff.
Shout out to y'all.
Y'all are definitely the real ones. And another thing that came across my mind, I noticed something. Nobody's really claiming 2024 is their year. They're like, I don't know.
We stopped claiming years in 2020.
Yeah.
If you remember, in 2020 was supposed to be everybody's year.
Right.
2020 was supposed to be every, 2020 we doing this.
Yeah, 2020 is up. Yeah.
And then the pandemic died. Everybody died. Ain't nobody had a year since.
Yeah, you know, I know you don't know this name. I feel like since 2020, shit just had, rest in peace to the Black Mamba. Ever since he passed away, shit just hadn't been the same. Shit just got crazy after he passed away, man, you know.
Yeah, RIP to the GOAT.
Yes.
But yeah, they just, I think we stopped claiming years. Ever since we made them brooms stand up. That's really where we went wrong, making mm-hmm. the brooms stand up.
Yeah, we shouldn't have did that.
We shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, we definitely shouldn't have done that.
You did it.
I ain't do it.
I did it right.
And for all you motherfuckers that claiming to be witches and stuff, write some good spells for people, you know what I'm saying? You want that good juju to come back on you, you know what I'm saying?
It gives very Wingardium Leviosa, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. And also another thing I would say, stop waiting for the new year to do something new. If you want to do something new, don't say, oh, I'm going to do this and this year. Do that shit when you're thinking about it. Get it started when you're thinking about it, you know what I'm saying? If you say, I'm going to drop a podcast, oh, you can record some episodes, just drop it in 2024. Just start it, you know what I'm saying? Don't wait for the new year to make whatever change you're going to make, is what I'm trying to say. Because I know so many people that will say, oh, 2023 or 2024 or 2020, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No, do it when you feel like it, you know what I'm saying?
That's great advice. And if I can say, don't take y'all asses to the gym on January 1st. Get the people away.
Please, no.
If you wasn't going to the gym November 1st, December 1st, October 1st, mm-hmm. don't take your ass to the gym.
Man, the
get
gym.
The folks away.
Listen,
don't give them people away.
The gym is gonna be crowded, so
don't do it. No, don't, because your listeners are gonna listen to us,
mm-hmm.
and they're not gonna do it. Don't go to the gym, getting them people away. Don't go down to Crunch. They having a sale. It don't matter. Don't go down to Planet Fitness. Mm-hmm. They got Megan Thee Stallion sponsoring Planet Fitness right
hell
now.
Hell no.
I saw a commercial earlier.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't you take your asses down to the gym and getting them folks away. Wait till February.
If you're going to go to the gym, go overnight. Go when everybody's sleeping. That's when you go.
Don't get in. That's what I said. Don't get in them folks' way.
Yeah, go when everybody and their mom's sleeping. Like, if you go overnight, you should be straight. You know what I'm saying?
The Crunch Fitness on Osceola is 24 hours. So.
Yeah, I think that's the only one in Orlando that's 24 hours. Actually, hold on. The Crunch Colonial, but that one be crowded, though.
And the Crunch on Conway.
Yeah, I used to go to the one on Conway. Yeah. Shout out to my best friend. Me and him used to be working out. That's until I took a job in Tampa, but. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and also stop basing your life on social media, ladies and gentlemen. Stop trying to live your life through social media.
Please. It's not nobody's business what you're doing with your life.
Mm-hmm.
Please. That's such good advice.
Yes.
Keep these folks out your business.
And stop trying to hold these celebrities accountable when you don't even hold your homegirl or homeboy accountable. Y'all know your homegirl or homeboy not doing right by their spouse or their kids. You ain't saying nothing to them, but them celebrities, oh, you all on the blogs talking your shit, man. Y'all need help.
Yep. And go to therapy.
And yes, please go to therapy.
The money you was going to spend on that gym membership, go spend it on betterhelp.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go to therapy and take the wise advice, you know what I'm saying? And just make sure it's up in 2024, because we going to be here. And, you know, look at it like this, 23, for those of you who saying that it was tough and it was rough, look at it this way, you fucking made it, you know what I'm saying?
You made it.
You fucking made it. You ain't dead. You're not in jail. So guess what? You goddamn made it. So pop some champagne for yourself. And whether you're single, relationship, it don't matter. Pop some champagne for yourself. Be happy, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people died, rest in peace. And a lot of people got sent to jail for the rest of their lives. You know what I'm saying? They ain't coming home anytime soon. And also, shout out to the people that came home as well. Now, I need y'all to do what you can to stay your behinds out of jail. Please do, because you know what? I'm not about to be wearing no shirt or saying free so-and-so when so-and-so won't do right when they out here, you know? So.
Very valid point. Very valid.
And also, don't wait till people's dead to show appreciation to them. And don't, you know, to give them their flowers and stuff. Nothing. Stop waiting for Christmas and the holidays to do things for people. If you want to do something for people, fucking do it. If you want to have a barbecue, fucking have a barbecue. Don't wait till Juneteenth to have a barbecue. You know what I'm saying? Since we done canceled 4th of July now. I thought a lot of people were canceling 4th of July.
I didn't get the memo.
Nah. Okay. I know there were some people that they were all saying on social media that Juneteenth was their 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so shout out to people that celebrate both, you know what I'm saying? So, hey.
Whatever you have in the barbecue, I barbecue regardless.
Hell yeah, we barbecue regardless, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Barbecue. And also, don't put y'all trash cooking on TikTok. I'm about tired of seeing y'all trash ass cooking on TikTok.
That's funny. I'm glad
some people have some really good cooking. I'm like, oh my goodness, you throwing
like,
down.
Timmy Creation.
Yeah, she's steak cooking. I'm like,
she's
you
good.
Know,
I
yeah.
like her. I like her a lot.
Shout out to her. I think she about to drop a baby too.
Yeah, she is.
And also, people, and just because someone's having a baby, that don't mean unfollow them on social media. Still supporting them. God damn. No, I think there was this chick that got pregnant, that admitted she got pregnant. I think she said a whole lot of dudes unfollowed her. I'm like, damn.
Oh, well,
that's cold. I mean, damn, just because you ain't knock up, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, people were sad when Rihanna got pregnant by ASAP.
ASAP doing his thing. I'm like, go ahead, dog. And hell, Russ doing his thing, too, because Ciara stayed pregnant.
Oh, he about to get cut.
Oh, yeah, Bronco, I saw that.
He not even started. And you know what? That's good, because I keep picking his ass to win in my pick'em league. And his ass keeps picking music. So cut him.
You know what? And I...
him.
You know what? And everything that I heard about Seattle might be true about Russ, because I'm like, damn, he done got over
here. Marshawn Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all go watch Marshawn Lynch's interview
with
Shannon
Sharp.
Yeah,
he told the story. I'm like, how the hell you got it? I'm like, I think the fame went to his head. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but hey, at least your 49ers don't have to deal with him in the division. You know what I'm saying? So,
my 49ers don't got to deal with nobody in the division. Or they don't got to deal with nobody in the fucking like NFC at all because mm-hmm. we're at the top of the league.
Yeah.
Go Niners. Like,
you know what? I'm actually going to give you guys some respect. I'm like, you know what? After they beat the Bucks and the Jaguars in back to back weeks, I said, God damn, these motherfuckers run Florida. They didn't. Now they should play the Dolphins, but you know, they run Florida. God damn.
Would have beat them also as well. Yeah, we lost last week, but that was a fluke. Our whole offense, they had defensive linemen playing on the offensive line because our whole fucking offensive line got hurt.
Damn, I think everybody got hurt on that
they
week.
They pulled Purdy, which honestly also mm-hmm. speaking of football, had they pulled Purdy at halftime
mm-hmm.
and put in, what's the man's name?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. Had they put him in at halftime, because mm-hmm. he scored immediately.
Mm.
He scored immediately. We would have won. Whatever. We lost. Okay.
Listen, if y'all run to heaven, go to the Super Bowl, I mean, y'all.
We're definitely going to the Super Bowl. Who's going to beat us in the AFC? The NFC. Who's going to beat us?
True. That's true. They all look a little suspect in the NFC, so I'll give you that.
Okay. Because what? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that, you know okay. what I'm saying? Because I just want to see the Cowboys lose again, because I know too many fans of the Cowboys. I'm like, shout out to all the family people that are Cowboys fans too, because I know too many of y'all motherfuckers.
I mean, that's cute, but yeah, ain't nobody gonna beat us in the NFC. Like,
But you know, no, but I heard the conspiracy says it's already been leaked, because if you look at the Super Bowl logo, it tells you who's gonna be in the Super Bowl based on the colors. And I saw the color schemes are the 49ers and the Ravens.
Stay off YouTube. Get off YouTube. And your
I saw that on TikTok, actually.
Get off there, too.
I mean, you trying to go to Vegas for Super Bowl? I mean, what's wrong with Las Vegas?
Nothing. But, you know, I'd be about to pop by the time Super Bowl happens.
Oh, that's true.
I won't be.
True. You might be a flight risk, so yeah.
Yeah, very much. I won't even be able to. I have, what is it? Oh my God, I think 3 weeks left before I'm like not able to travel more than like a couple hundred miles outside of Orlando.
Mm.
So, you know, yay, yeah. Pregnancy.
Well, congrats again on the baby. At least least you're having it with someone that's reliable and that's there. You know what I'm saying? You're set. You know what I'm saying? You're not like all these other single people who are having baby showers, but the baby daddy's nowhere to be found. You know. Let's just be honest. I'm calling what it is. How you doing? You know what I'm saying?
You are dragging the girls.
Hey, some of them be dragging us. You know what I'm saying?
You are dragging the girls.
And fellas,
why is baby daddy not there to show up?
That's
why,
what I was just.
Why is he a deadbeat? Why is he not showing up to the baby shower?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Niggas. That's what I'm saying.
Uh huh. That's
it's
why
not I'm... her fault that he didn't show up.
And man, if you know damn well you ain't gonna beat up for this woman, please put a condom on. Let's get back to wearing condoms.
Let's get back to wearing condoms. That is the moral of the episode. Get back to wearing condoms.
Get back to wearing condoms, or at least have the money for a plan B. It don't cost like $50.
Oh.
Because there are some people that will say, oh, I don't like it with a condom on. There are some people that will say that.
I think we should just advocate for the condoms rather than the plan B.
True.
Okay. Because, like, condoms don't just protect against pregnancy. Y'all are out here with syphilis, gonorrhea, mm-hmm. the clap, and crabs because y'all not the raw sex.
Y'all need help. Y'all
messing
need
up your pH.
Yes, stop messing up your pH. And let's improve our diets too, you know what I'm saying? Because that messes up your pH as well, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything in moderation, and you need to be detoxing too, you know what I'm saying? Get that shit out your body, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Take better care of your health because TikTok and YouTube are telling better ways to take care of your health, you know what I'm saying? Instagram, I'm always seeing feeds of how to take care of your health, you know what I'm saying? So, ain't no excuse now. Yep. Don't be end up with the diseases that our parents ended up with, you know what I'm saying? Our parents and our grandparents, and you know, so.
Yep. And if you can't do it on your own, get you some of them.
Yes, please do. Mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody that rocked with Liquor Talk in 2023. I know we dropped a lot of episodes. I want to thank everybody.
You're weekly this year, right?
Yeah, we went weekly. It's like, that's what passion for podcasts will do to you, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Also, another thing I forgot to say, 2024, we're going to hit 300 episodes. So, so June of 2024, y'all check out the season finale. And also, y'all check out me. I'm doing more live shows here at the Studio D3 in Orlando. Shout out to my brother, Don, better known as Independent Dream Factory. We're going to be doing more events here. You're going to be seeing me out more. I want to thank everybody for rocking with me. I want to thank Bristol for coming on, you know what I'm saying? Even though she's pregnant, she didn't let the pregnancy stop her from coming on the season-ending episode of Liquor Talk, the 2023 year in review. So, Bristol, why don't you tell everybody where to follow you and stuff?
You can follow me down to the Instagram at Bristol Briss, spelled B-R-Y-S-T-A-L-B-R-Y-S. I'm not on TikTok. so yeah, I'm barely on Twitter. If you want my Facebook, I'm pretty funny on there. Like, I'm active on Facebook. Last tangent. Y'all gotta get back on Facebook. That's where all the mess is. You talk about some mess. You talk about some getting some funny Facebook. So you can, you know, send me.
Oh, Facebook trying to make a comeback now.
Listen, the girls be on Facebook, but you know, I told y'all like hood rat shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where all the hood rat shit is.
Because I always thought Facebook was last because it was always Twitter and Instagram that had all the tea.
Mm-mm.
But I see but you trying to tell me Facebook that had to come up.
Facebook has the girls going through it. Okay.
I don't know, I'll be seeing the mess in the groups and stuff.
It's
on the
messy over there.
On the different group chats and stuff, and I'll be seeing the back to back, the walls and stuff.
It's messy over there. But yeah, y'all definitely follow me on Instagram. Definitely subscribe to the podcast. Not That Problematic, available on Apple Music and Spotify. Or I'm also on like Google Podcasts and like I think Amazon and some other stuff, but I don't know if people actually listen to podcasts on those platforms. So I really only promote the Spotify.
I mean, you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised.
But yeah, click the link in my bio and yeah, look for more episodes to come in 2024. And I'm going to have you on the first episode of 2024. That's what I'm going to do. I don't know when that episode is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be on.
All right, bet. Like I said, you just let me know when and we'll make it happen. Once again, thank you for rocking with Liquor Talk, whether it's on Twitch, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcast, Apple Podcast, or wherever the hell the podcast you get. Thank you for rocking with us in 2023. In 2024, we're going to bring more great episodes. Continue to pour that liquor because this is the podcast that liquor is required. So keep pouring it up, get through your problems until 2024. We'll see you next year. Thank you for everything. We out this show. Cheers. 2023, we out this motherfucker. Peace.